This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. What's the crack? A lack. I think
I'm
really
hyper
today.
Sorry, I'm just going to put my headphones on. This is weird. I see you guys do it. So just to give you a bit of a BTS behind the scenes, you'll see videos online wearing headphones and we're talking. It's so we can hear what's going on so we know how we sound. But sometimes you and Callum did just talk without the headphones on.
Only for the podcast. I'd never do that on the live.
Callum does it on the radio sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's only because, you see, Callum has two pairs of headphones in the studio.
He does.
One is to listen on his, what he needs to listen to.
Yeah.
He's organising things.
But are you not?
So sometimes he doesn't swap over on time.
Are you not freaking out right now that you can't hear how you sound?
No, because I can see the levels in front of me.
No, but it's about like, because this is going to sound so weird, but if I come on, I'll probably change my voice a little bit. I'm like, oh, you're a bit too high there, which I wouldn't hear.
Right.
Because another thing that I'll ask you in this is the reason why I like where my headphones is that when, you know, when you're singing yourself, to me, when I sing, I'm a great singer.
Yeah.
But when I sing and I'm wearing my headphones,
of course,
I hear it properly. It's almost like we don't hear it.
So you're saying I sound like shit.
No, yeah. I'm like, please put your headphones on. Yeah.
No, I get what you mean. I think for the podcast, it's kind of okay though. In terms of, it's just more chill, isn't it? Yeah. I think I'm a bit hyper today and I hope I wasn't annoying. Was I annoying on the show? You know why? I had three doses of caffeine this morning, which is more than I used to.
I was going
to
say, sorry, what's this new measurement of coffee that you've brought in? What's three doses?
I have no idea how to say it properly, but I had this morning an Americano with a shot of espresso in it.
So Americano, one shot of espresso.
And one shot of espresso, yeah.
An Americano and an espresso.
Yeah.
And so that's three doses in one coffee.
Why is an Americano two?
An Americano would normally be two shots, yeah.
Okay, well then I'm on my fourth.
And then you had two single shots.
No. So I made an Americano this morning.
And you added
an espresso.
So that's three shots of coffee, yeah.
And then I made one more Americano.
So that's five.
Oh, wow.
it's 3 minutes past 10 in the morning when we're recording this. Yeah, that explains a lot.
The crash is going to come.
Yeah.
It's going to come hard this afternoon. Also, another reason I'm feeling like this today, a little bit funny, is because I got a lip flip on Friday and all of a sudden today, I can't use my upper lip the same way. Just today.
It's oh, no
fine
way.
For days, but when I open my mouth to speak today, it's like my upper lip keeps getting stuck. Keep stuck in my gum.
Have you ever had that issue, Callum, before? Have you?
No, I get lip flips all the time and never had.
You've never had that issue. Okay.
When you get your lip flips, is it okay?
It seems fine afterwards.
No, yeah. I noticed it last night starting to come on a little bit because I take these like hydration. You know, they mix it.
Emma, I don't even know what a lip flip is. I'm so sorry. I can't. My brain was like, don't ask
it. Search it.
Don't search it. We'll see what we can do about that in the girly quiz on Thursday.
Oh, no.
When there's an admission.
No.
Please don't Google it.
I won't do it. I won't look it up,
all
I promise.
All you know is that I'm having a tough time with my lips today.
Oh, you poor pet.
It won't last long. It makes me feel a bit silly when I'm speaking. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the show. Obviously, I was a little bit hyper after me five doses of coffee. And it was. See you in the morning.
Bye.
Spin. Waking you up
with McDonald's. Taste of the tournament. Get big game ready with McDelivery. Emma, Dave, and Fiona
on Spin.
When I wake up,
I feel good.
Turn up.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona
on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning. It is Emma and Marcy again with you this morning. Hope all is good.
Good morning. Do you know why sometimes I come in here at the first thing in the morning when I'm covering and I just congratulate everybody for getting up early?
Yes.
No one's ever done it for me. None of
you. Oh my God,
not
that's
one person
so
has
true.
Texted. I come on and I'm like, well done to you for getting up this hour because I work evenings and nights usually. And oh my God, and I hear you do it every morning. Not one text, Emma, and neither of you are Callum. Neither of
do you know
has
what?
Said
You're
well done
so
to
so true. Yeah. That's so true.
And I really need it today. So
if you'd like
you
to give Marcy
oh no, we're
a little bit of
no,
a lift
I didn't mean
this
that.
Morning. 087-711-1038. Send him a voice note and tell him how proud you are of him for getting up at this hour of the morning because he's been telling you this for the last week and a half. And in fairness, actually, you make a good point. I haven't been as supportive as you've been.
You haven't been. Sorry, Emma, no. And like, I need it today. The biggest ever first world problem.
Well done.
Thank you.
You got up, you came in, you saw a time of day you never see.
Yeah.
For maybe 6 or 7 days of the year.
Yeah.
Or when you're on your way home.
On my way home.
And
yeah.
In fairness to you, you're giving it.
Ah, thank you. Okay. I feel really bad there. That was really nice.
On WhatsApp this morning. All right, go on. What's wrong with you anyway?
First world problem. We're reminding my other half's pup at the moment. So we're staying in the parents' house, which to be fair is on
say,
this.
Say, what? What? You and your other half's pup?
My parents' pup.
Oh, right,
her parents' pup. So we're staying in her parents' house.
Gotcha. So you and your other half are... you and your other half are staying at her parents' house to mind their dog.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And they filled the house with food, snacks, you name it, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit out of whack with the sleep.
Ah, different bed.
It's not my bed.
I know, it's
you know
tough,
what
isn't
I mean?
It?
It's a first world problem. You know, I raided the fridge yesterday. That was fun. All the crisps, all the chocolate they left, everything else, everything
in
between.
How long are you staying there for?
A week.
Okay, that's grand.
So I feel like the two nights are gone now. I feel like tonight's the night, you know, but I just wanted to come on and tell everybody that I have this serious first world problem and I just needed a little bit of validation that everything's going to be okay.
Okay, well, I can tell you everything's going to be really good.
Okay, thank
everything's
you.
Everything's going to be great. Well done. What's the story with the bed?
Oh, it's great. It's so
nice bed.
Comfortable.
Is
yeah.
it a double or a king?
Yeah,
or?
It's huge. Like, I've absolutely no reason to be giving out at all other than the fact
the
that...
Talking the duvet a little bit heavy?
No, I will say now, the bedding, and there's so many pillows. It's warmer in there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, my other
so
half
it's sweaty.
That,
yeah, so you normally... Yeah,
I'm on the duvet sleeping.
Jack, okay, that's exactly what Jack's doing.
Okay.
He sleeps under the throw, I sleep under the duvet.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. So we're on different levels completely.
Got you.
But what's good about that is no body heat kind of transfers underneath.
Oh, okay. That can be a bad thing sometimes
heat.
As well. I mean,
well
yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing when it's kind of hot outside.
Yeah.
But he's also the one who's like, is there a need for all of these cushions?
Yeah, I'm a lot like, going on.
All of these cushions are relevant. They all have a place in this bed. They all deserve to be here. They have every right to be here as much as you do.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for validating me.
You're great, Mart. Here we go. It's Tuesday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That is Slater and Dance here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Lauren in touch was wondering why I felt like I was serving in the car this morning, then realised what song was on. Okay, we got big fans of that song, I think, here at Spin.
Oh.
Okay, the Naughty Threesome, it kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning and we now play the Tricky 10 twice a day, every day, your chance to win 2K. It happens at 8 and again after 9. And if you would like to get in touch, if you'd like to play the Tricky 10, win yourself €2,000, message us now with the word tricky. You can get on and win this morning. You can do it. 087-711-1038.
I've got to float something with you guys this morning and everyone listening, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Yesterday I was in, I like to call it L'Hôpital.
L'Hôpital?
French for hospital. I think it sounds more exotic.
The L'Hôpital?
I was in L'Hôpital yesterday.
Okay.
You know, it makes it sound really like fancy and like not scary and stuff.
The L'Hôpital. Let's
everybody.
Go with that this morning. If you've got a hospital appointment this morning,
you're going
say,
to L'Hôpital.
I'm going into the L'Hôpital.
I'm off to the L'Hôpital this morning.
Very
yeah.
nice.
And everyone was just late. We weren't. We were very early, but everyone was late. So
everyone that you needed to see there
yeah,
was late.
Yeah, everyone's
to show
like
up.
Late. And I was kind of like, oh, it's kind of sad that you don't get a phone call because if they're late now, they were probably late earlier. They could have given you a heads up kind of thing.
Yeah, they
you
don't
know?
Really like to do that in L'Hôpital's.
Or just like slating them
or
now.
Like, or like, you know, some doctorals. You know, oh, like sometimes yeah. you'd be panicking to make your doctoral appointment and then you're like, oh God, if I'm late, I'll miss the appointment. And then you're sitting in the waiting room like an absolute chuck yeah. or about schmuck even is the word.
You've been behind since this morning, you could have let us know.
Yeah,
like,
just
you know.
A little text, especially with the technology we have these days. You
exactly.
know, just send a little update.
A
anyway.
Text. So we had to go for a little wander and get a bit of food and stuff. And like a couple of months ago, I was actually kept in overnight. And with everything that was going on, I don't know how to say, you guys said it's okay. Can I just be like, look, they were giving me stuff to kill the pain and I was very happy.
Yeah,
was,
of course.
I was in a great mood, so I was.
You were prescribed medication to make
prescribed
you feel
medicine
better.
Feel better.
And as a result, it made you a little bit loopy.
Yeah, so obviously when you're kept overnight, then you got to fill in a little menu. Because they want to know what you want to have for breakfast and stuff.
Isn't that so fab that the L'Hôpital's do that?
The L'Hôpital's do that.
Yeah.
And yesterday reminded me, I actually, because my other half, I think, has kind of laughed at me about this. I love the food in a hospital.
Oh,
I love
me
it.
Too.
I love it so much.
Nice.
And I remember the night that I was talking about when I was feeling a little bit loopy with the meds going on, that I was on the phone to my mom explaining what was happening, but I kept referring to it as a hotel.
And my other half, I don't know the hotel.
She was like, you stop calling this a hotel. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not. And I, the scrambled egg, the everything. I had a bagel at one point that was like toasted with like cheese and ham. It didn't look great, but oh my God, sometimes it doesn't have to look
so
great to
good.
Taste so good.
Same
yeah.
random one, but I think the chips on a Ryanair flight are exquisite.
No, oh,
swear
and
to God,
microwave chips.
I've had them. Yeah, when I was over and back to Budapest, loads of my Erasmus years ago, I was obsessed with getting the Ryanair chips.
Oh, really?
I loved them. But on hospital food, yeah, I'm a big fan as well. Actually, I remember years ago, I think it was the only time I was actually kept in for like a few consecutive nights.
Yeah,
and I got was getting mad into the swing of it. I'd nearly cleared the menu.
Yeah,
out. I've tried that today. I'll try that tomorrow.
I have three instances of hospital food that still live in my memory.
Okay.
First one is the obvious one. and it's the tea and toast.
Yes. Yeah.
I have pregnant women will always have tea and toast, like when they've just given birth and everything. I obviously have not given birth, but I remember having an overnight procedure and they woke me up and the first thing that they gave me was tea and toast. I don't do hot drinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't? Sorry.
No,
yeah.
Like I do not touch hot drinks whatsoever. I'm a water man in the morning. No coffee, no tea. But that tea and toast hit different.
Yeah.
Then there was one night where I was staying in. I have sleep apnea, so I have a CPAP machine. So
okay. Very sexy.
Oh yeah,
I'm really sexy machine.
I look like
Bane.
Is that like that? Just sits at the side of your bed and you put a mask on.
Yeah, and there's a little hose that goes and plugs in. It's.
Do you wear that every night?
Every night.
Wow.
One day when he started seeing his new girlfriend, he had to go back to Santry to pick it up because he was sleeping at her house.
Because I will.
She was like, "Do you want to stay at mine?" You're like, "Yeah, I just gotta go pick up something."
you just wait, honey.
You just wait.
I picked up a little something to put on for you later.
Yeah.
I had to do an overnight sleep study with them, and I was actually in for two nights. One night there was a fish and chips, and there was another night that was lasagna. And all
lasagna.
I could
the
think
lasagna.
Of, lasagna is great.
Yeah, but it reminds me of school dinner lasagna.
Yeah,
but it's so good.
Yeah.
I think things like that, the lasagna. I'm not sure about the fish and chips. Don't try fresh. I'm happy if that lasagna is being. In the freezer for 3 months. Doesn't bother me.
The lasagna's
Grant.
We had the lasagna there a couple of weeks ago. And that sticks. That one does. That's a great show.
Was there a bit of coleslaw on the side or was it just.
No, because I got to tick what I wanted. So I just ticked the random boxes. Like it came with like. I just ticked everything. So it was like lasagna with like fruit and salad and then brown soda bread. Randomly I got
it. Oh, no. Yeah. You can't go wrong with a bit of brown soda.
I know, but do you pair it up with lasagna? No. In L'Hopital? Of course you do. You're in L'Hopital. Sprinkle everything on that. You're on your holidays.
I might just go to Beaumont for lunch. Yeah,
L'Hopital for lunch.
Guys, we need to sort out a hospital menu. Like, I'll deliver you that. It's number one hit music station. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. But Emma and Marty for the next few days, what is the crack? I mentioned on the show, actually, I didn't mention on the show anything, but I was just mentioning to you guys that I was making dinner last night. Jack in our house, he's just really, really good at cooking. He really enjoys it. Like, he loves nothing more. I go off to work on a Sunday. I'm like, any plans? What are you going to get up to? He's like, I'm going to cook for the week. And he
for the week?
Not for the full week, sorry, I lie. But like, he'd be on it. You know, yeah. He'd have a recipe in his head. He's the kind of guy, for example, who won't go for a jar of pasta sauce. He'll make his own pasta sauce.
Is he the kind of guy then who hates a microwavable meal?
Oh my God, that just wouldn't be him.
Really? Okay.
Wouldn't be him ever. Not at all, no.
Yeah.
He cooks really well. He's really good at it. Everything he makes tastes amazing. So 90% of the time, he does the cooking, right? Grand. But I felt a bit bad the other day because he obviously had his boxing match on Saturday night. On Sunday, I was like, do you want to get a chipper later? And he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, well, it's kind of like well overdue my turn to cook. So like, I'd like to purchase the chipper. And he was like, right, grand, fair enough. But then yesterday, I was like, just be nice and actually like make dinner for once because I never do. So that was grand. Stopped on the way home from work. ChatGPT'd a recipe. I was like, something tasty but like good for you and whatever, tell me what I need to get in the shop. Like, cooking is not my thing, right? Yeah. So tell me a list of
easy
everything
to
I need. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I stopped off at the shop. Now, if you know me well listening to the show, I suppose you'd have to listen to the show every single day, which some people do. I've mentioned this a few times. One of my worst phobias in the world is raw meat.
Oh.
I really struggle with it. I hate it.
What do you mean?
I don't like touching it.
Okay.
Okay.
All raw meat. Like, as in, it's not just chicken or it's not just beef. It's literally once it's meat and it's raw.
Once it's meat and it's raw, it really freaks me out.
Got you. Okay.
Right. The worst of all is chicken or prawns. I don't like touching prawns. They're weird. Right?
Really?
When it's raw.
Yeah. Okay.
So yesterday, I'm in the shop. I'm picking up the bits I need. I get home. And I'm bringing the bag of food. And I'm such a freak that like in the shop, I'll have to separate the meats from everything else.
Oh,
so I have a bag that's just for the meat. And then everything else, so I can't touch it, goes into a bag on its own. So I'm picking up the bag of the meat from the car and bringing it inside. And as I'm kind of rooting at the front door to get it, whatever, I look down. And the chicken breasts have opened.
Oh, no. So this is a packet of chicken breasts.
This is a packet of chicken.
So the chicken has actually fallen out of the...
One breast was just lying at the bottom of the bag.
Oh, no.
Wait, I then looked.
Sort of head in, hand in and scoop it.
Oh, no. There was chicken juice on my jeans.
Oh,
guys.
No. We just had a lovely conversation about lasagna.
No. I don't know if I can ever eat chicken again. I was absolutely
sorry,
horrible.
Wait a sec. I just hit the chicken juice leaked out of the bag onto your jeans.
Onto my jeans.
Oh, lovely.
So I was there being like, I'm contaminated. Someone could die from whatever that chicken disease is from me.
Salmonella.
Salmonella. Seamus, the dog, was there. I was like, get away from me. I don't know what to do. It was awful. I went straight to the bin. And then as a result, the other meat I had, which was just turkey steaks, I was like, they're contaminated. I can't even, I'm not washing that. They're like, all the juice was everywhere. I had to put both straight into the black bin. Sorry now.
You did not.
Come at me.
Emma.
Come at me all you want.
Nah, boo.
I never waste food, but boo. In this case, I couldn't
cope. That's terrible.
I then had to strip, keep the dog away from me, put all my clothes on. I was naked in the kitchen. I was like, what if it touched, maybe it got through and got to my knickers. I don't know. I'm not taking that risk. Stripped down to the nip.
What, do you think chicken juice is like acidic or something?
I'm so scared of salmonella. I will over, like when I actually am cooking, I overcook chicken so much to the point that it's like the driest thing in the world. I'm so scared of like poisoning
someone. I do get that, but still the chicken juice is, yeah, go on.
Straight into the washing machine, 60 degree wash. The jeans are probably shrunk by now. And I just had to go straight for a shower. I was almost like, oh my God, like I'd say I'm draw from how much I scrubbed myself.
So Claire, I'm really worried now about Jack. And did he get his dinner?
He did. I was a really brave girl.
Oh,
I was a really brave girl.
You were
girl.
So brave.
And I went again.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I brought a separate bag, like within my bag for life, to wrap the chicken
oh, okay,
in.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm sorry, I think we're kind of taking a bit of a risk with the chicken with just the tinfoil on top.
No, Emma.
It's a bit risky.
You just said that you're a brave girl. You got to be brave again, okay? Mm. You got this. We're proud of you for going back
and
picking.
If anyone saw me yesterday standing in the kitchen like nearly crying, bag naked, going like, ah!
Yeah, someone looking through the window.
You're disgusting.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Drop dead.
Olivia Rodrigo and Drop Dead on Spin.
Don't forget the Naughty Threesome back after 9 o'clock, and we're playing the Tricky 10 twice today. One and once after 8, once after 9. Your chance to win €2,000.
Guys,
yeah.
I am so into the World Cup now.
Oh, stop, are you actually?
All it took was last night, baby. I can't believe Ireland are officially playing in the World Cup. Who knew?
Oh, very good.
It just took a match last night to realise it. Yeah, let's talk about the big story of the day. Roberto Pico Lopez. This is really remarkable, isn't it? From start to finish, what a guy. He's from Crumlin. And I think we can all now totally get involved because he's in the bloody World Cup. So back in 2025, he goes as Pico. He won the league and the cup with Shamrock Rovers. And then he helped Cape Verde secure a place at the World Cup for the first time ever, who are very much the underdogs of the game. Are you laughing at me?
I'm just like... You haven't a clue what you're talking about.
But guys, lots of people...
Come on, you're pulling it off well.
Lots of people listening don't have a clue what's going on either.
No, that's very true.
This is something that we can get really interested in because this is a Hollywood movie in the works, isn't
it? There's a lot of bandwagoning on board on this, but I was watching the Cape Verde match last night and they were playing Spain.
Yeah.
Second best team in the world. They won the last European Championships. They are a big team. And for that match to finish 0-0...
It's huge, yeah.
...is unbelievable.
But here's the thing about this guy, Pico. He's representing like two nations in this because he's obviously with Cape Verde. And then what are you laughing at?
He's representing one, would you stop?
Well, he's an Irish guy. Yeah, he's from Dublin. Right, yeah. So what happened here, in case you don't know what's going on, is back in 2019, this guy who was working in a bank, living here in Dublin, Cape Verde's coach at the time, got onto him on LinkedIn. And the original message was written in Portuguese, and Pico, the dub guy, who was still playing for Shamrock Rovers and everything at the time, kind of unintentionally blanked the message. He said, I thought it was some kind of a spam message. I took no notice of it. He was talking to the BBC about this. And then about 9 months later, he messaged again saying, hi, Roberto, have you had a chance to consider what I said to you? I felt really rude. So he said he took to Google Translate and translated the original message, which said, we're looking at getting new players into the Cape Verde squad, and would you be interested in declaring for Cape Verde? I was buzzing. So like life-changing stuff, and he missed the original message. But he's eligible to play because of his dad, who's a guy called Carlos Lopez. And he was talking about this to the press. He was actually talking to this really cute show I wasn't aware of called RTE's Total Football, where they bring in loads of kids and the kids ask the players some questions that they're interested in. But this is what he said.
My father's from the Cape Verde Islands. He was born down there, and he came to Ireland when he was, I think, late 20s. Met my mum and then obviously settled down here and started a family. Like, and I've been back a few times as a kid, but that was a long time before the international call came.
So cool. And then he was like busy working in a bank and his life changed.
And I was working a day job in the bank, and when he got in contact with me and he spoke about his plan, it was something I always wanted to be. I've always wanted to be a full-time footballer, professional footballer, since I was growing up on the streets playing football. So to have this opportunity, I knew it was one I had to take.
Guys, I love the World Cup.
It's such an amazing story. I don't know if you saw there was videos of the local club in Tala yesterday watching the match,
supporting him.
And there was the goalkeeper who played for Cape Verde as well. He's another one. Now, he's not Irish, but he's another one of the standout stars of the tournament because he's about 40 years old. Now, in the grand scheme of things, 40, not old.
But in football, it is old, yeah.
It is. Yeah. And
just population-wise, there's such a small population, yeah, aren't they? And
he's playing in the World Cup, and before the match yesterday, he had a blinder of a match. Yeah. Unbelievable game. He had 50,000 followers, respectable. After the match, nearly 2 million.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that just brilliant?
Not unbelievable.
The power of football.
The anxiety that would give me waking up with an extra 2 million people. Like,
did you watch it?
I didn't get to see it. I watched the highlights, and I've never in my life watched highlights of a nil-all match because I was so dying to see how this ended nil-all that I went back and got it.
Sorry, your man, the goalkeeper, nearly has 6 million followers.
Oh my God, what? Stop. He's
did he have loads of saves? Like,
he kept a clean sheet against Spain. Yeah. He's the most famous man in the world.
It was so good.
So good. Big day ahead today. We obviously have our World Cup sweepstake happening right now, the biggest one in the world, not just Dublin. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, we got our listeners' teams allocated right now. Later on today, 8 p.m., we got France versus Senegal. Valentina's with France, but Gavin is with Senegal.
Gavin's in Senegal, is he?
Kind of hoping for Senegal. You know, we got to get the lower teams a chance. So come on, lads.
Yeah. Come on, Senegal.
Let's go, Gav. We got Iraq versus Norway. We got the lovely Leone with Iraq, and we've got Dermot, who's with Norway. That's kicking off at 11 p.m.
This will be the first time I'm cheering for Haaland.
Argentina versus Algeria. That's 2 a.m. We got Kathy with Argentina.
Argentina.
Ole, 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 ole. Martinez, Messi. Go on, Argentina.
Go on, Kathy.
That's going to be a really good game. And then 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, Austria, who we have Michelle allocated to, versus Jordan, who's Joe.
Yeah, come on, Austria.
Is that it?
Short and simple.
Joe for Jordan. Ooh.
I think it's
Jordan
great.
Got it in the bag. Come on to a sure winner. Happy days.
Yeah.
So
Joe
sorry,
for Jordan.
Joe. So great that we've allocated Jordan to Joe, isn't it? I love that so much.
Yeah, that was just pure fluke.
It worked
as well.
Out really well.
I love it.
Big day ahead. Really, really excited, especially for that Austria versus Jordan game at 5 a.m. We'll be watching it before I'm in here tomorrow morning, guys.
Will you actually?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I have to say, I think we're all now jealous of Rachel, who got Cape Verde.
Woo! Come on, Cape Verde. Let's go.
I bet you she didn't even realise how much hype would be about that team now. Rach, you basically have won the World Cup by having them. When are they playing again? I can't wait to watch them.
I'll be next week.
Okay. Yeah.
Delivery.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one.
On your music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Emma and Marcy with you again this morning. The Tricky 10 on the way in a sec. How are we?
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
I was just listening to the nappy pads ad that was on there.
What a bop.
News and sport. It's nappy pads for a poo-poo or a wee-wee. Very effective. I like advertising. This is what the product is. Use a nappy pad if you need a woo-woo or a wee-wee or a poo-poo. And it did make me cringe slightly. Nothing to do with that because of my own use of the word wee-wee. Unfortunately, and I'm not responsible for it, Jack, my boyfriend, he has trained our dog to the word wee-wee.
Oh, no way.
So if Seamus, the dog, needs to go outside for a wee-wee...
He says it.
He says, do you want to go for a wee-wee? Wee-wee? And as a result, it's just stuck with the dog. I don't know if it's just because it's catchy or what.
Yeah.
But it's what... Like before, he used to kind of get it. If you were like, do you want to go outside? Do you want to go outside or whatever? But now he's like, once you say wee wee, he's like, yep, I'm ready to go. And I do make myself cringe sometimes when I'm walking around the house going, Seamus, do you want to go for a wee wee?
Like, especially considering his name is Seamus. If the windows are open, it does sound a bit off. Do you speak to your dog like a baby?
Not really, no.
Yeah, good, I'm glad. Nah. Like, yeah, what about your other half, Jack? Does he?
Not at all. We talk to him like he's a teenager.
Like, come on,
lad.
Out you go kind of thing.
Yeah. Come on, champ. Now, of course, I have my moments when I took him in at night where I...
He's a good little boy. I'll put you there, chuck you.
I don't even do that. I'm just like, I'd be really passionate. I'd be like, now you are the best boy. and I love you so much. And then I'd kiss him all the way down his face.
He understands every word of it.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah. Do you tuck Usher into bed at night?
I wouldn't say I tuck him into bed. I definitely don't speak into his ears like sweet nothings like you do with Shane.
I'd pull up his little ear and go, I love you so much.
I'll do that thing where I squeeze his face and I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss you because obviously we're going to have to give him back one day. And then my other half gives out to me for reminding her that we have to give him back. Yeah, that's actually after finishing on a sad note there.
Yeah,
and I apologize.
Yeah, just for
started off lovely with weenies and poo-poos. I do.
Martin and his girlfriend are fostering Usher because he's going to go on to be a hero. Yeah. And
he's going to be go on to be a dog, an assistance dog for somebody with a physical disability. And now I've just remembered that. Sorry.
Sorry for ruining your day, Martin.
No, I've ruined my own day.
You want to go home and cuddle him and touch him like a little baby and see if he wants to go for his weebies.
Tricky.
We play the Tricky 10 twice a day, once here and once after 9 o'clock. $2,000 on the line if you want to play. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp you could get on after 9 to 087 711 1038. But right now we're talking to Kieran. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, good. What are you up to this morning? You sound really bright and ready to go.
Yeah. no, I'm just getting ready to go to work now in a few minutes. So,
what do you do for work, Kieran?
I work for an insurance broker in Swords.
Very good.
Okay, so if I call you, I actually, my public liability is up next week now.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. No, you definitely can. Give us a shout. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, because now I will say they caught me off guard with the quote last year, so they did, hitting me with all these like millions of damages and stuff that I could be potential for.
Yeah, no, definitely give us a shout. We'll see what we can do for you. Why not?
Very good. Okay, Kieran, let's see, what would you do with €2,000 cash free should you win it this morning?
Oh, I don't know.
You wouldn't get insurance with it anyway, would you? No.
No, definitely not in these days. I'm going on holidays, a good use for spending money. Also, I'm supposed to be planning a wedding with my girlfriend. Oh. So I'd be slagging her saying we're going to get married in 2056. So, I don't know, we just had to afford it. So.
I would say now, even I won €2,000, I'd probably prioritise the wedding.
No, hang on a minute now. No, Kieran. I think that's a great excuse now. The 2050s will be a great decade to get married, I reckon, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
listen, maybe so.
Let's try and win you that €2,000.
Okay, right. So we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, okay? We're going to ask you 10 questions. Now remember, each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and the number will not repeat and we can only accept your first answer. So if you have to take a second or two, don't worry about it. If you don't know the answer, remember, because they are between 1 and 10, just try to guess, okay? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win tickets to go see Westlife in the 3 Arena in September. However, if you can answer all 10 questions correctly, you win yourself €2,000. Let's go.
Okay, so at the moment, Evelyn, she's topped the leaderboard. She scored 6 in 55 seconds. That's what you're trying to beat for the end of week prize as well. Kieran, best of luck. You can do this. We're going to count you in and kick this off in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What is 11 minus 10?
1.
The word chauffeur has how many letters?
8.
A ladybird has how many legs?
6.
Complete the name of this 2008 film with Will Smith. Smith, what pounds?
5.
How many teams will play in the World Cup at the quarter-final stage of the competition?
4.
Kings of Leon are made up of how many people?
3.
When driving, a lot of people would have their hands on the wheel in the position of what and 2? The Aran Islands are comprised of how many individual islands?
7.
A weekend consists of how many days?
2.
And how many matches? Okay, we're out of time there. Well, Kieran, how are you feeling after that?
Yeah, how
are
you feeling, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. People always say it is harder on the phone and or when you're doing it yourself, and they never believe them, but it is actually. It is true.
You believe them now, won't you? Yeah.
If you had a number in your head in terms of just guessing what you did in terms of your score, what would you say?
3 or 4, maybe.
3 or 4. Okay, let's start them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You got that right. You got 4, which isn't a bad score. Some of them are very tough now as well. So the one that you stumbled on, now this was a tough one. The word chauffeur has how many letters? You said 8. The answer is actually 9. Complete the name of this 2008 film with Will Smith. What pounds? You said 5. The answer is 7. How many teams are playing the World Cup at the quarterfinal stage of the competition? You said 4. The answer is 8. Kings of Leon are made up of how many people? You said 3. The answer is 4. The Aran Islands as well are comprised of how many islands? You said 7. The answer is 3. I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't have gotten any of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, no, sorry. The World Cup one I would have got. The Aran Islands I wouldn't have been able to guess.
I just thought, man in a shore.
I just would have said there's one Aran Island.
Oh, there's two Aran Islands in the collective. Ciarán, not to be today, but thank you so much for giving it a go. Have a fab day and best of luck with the wedding.
All right, thanks so much.
Mind yourself. Yeah, enjoy your holiday as well.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
talk
cheers,
to you later. Ah. All right, if you want to play after 9, as we said, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Marty, coming back to that point, because I'm still confused. What is public liability? These are
because I work as a DJ. Yeah. I have public liability insurance in case something happens that I'm found liable for. So if somebody gets injured or if something crazy happens, that's and I'm nuts. Responsible. But you have to have it up to like a mental amount of million. Like, so one event asked me, I'm never going to forget this, what does the cover for? And I, no joke, this, you were talking like 15, 20 million. And I'm laughing because I had the lower one. They're like, well, you need this one for it. And I'm like, I'm going out in the stage to be a DJ. What kind of damage could I cause worth 20 million euro?
Yeah. Like, this venue probably isn't worth 20 million.
Yeah, my head was going, I was like, what on earth could I do here? And my brain was going to these weird places and I was like, never want to go back there again.
Never want to go back to that place.
So you have to be covered in case you're found negligent.
No,
yeah, there you go.
It's a hard word, that, isn't
Thank
it?
You.
Negligent.
Yeah, you backed me on that one. Okay. Yeah, it is tough.
Well, we all learned something today.
Yeah.
Marty is a dangerous DJ. Okay. So, Prada, here at Spin. Good morning, Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave will be back Friday, but for now, and this week, it is Emma and Marty. How are we?
Very good. I've got a bone to pick with you, Emma. So
with me?
Yeah, we were recording the podcast yesterday, so we were, and we were chatting away, whatever, and you had a little sneezing fit, so you did. Let's throw it back to the podcast so we can hear what we're talking about. It's probably weird to get the claps and cheers before you've done anything good. Yeah, exactly. It's like, hang on, guys, can we hold this for a second? Oh, bless you. Bless you, Emma.
No, like, fair play to everyone who did it. And like, if you want to ever listen to the podcast, by the way, it's available wherever you get your podcasts, every day uploaded. You can catch up with the full show. Ruthless plug, but I'm a podcast passionate. I'm passionate about the pod. It's called Fully Charged Recharged. Go on anyway.
I'm going to come back to the bone with you now in a second, but we were chatting away there the other day and I sneezed and you blessed me and you turned around to me and you were like, remember you were like dating a girl and you sneezed and she didn't say bless you and you were like, oh, that's such a red flag.
And that was years ago. I remember you telling me about it.
It was 3 years ago, yeah.
And you were like, yeah.
And you were like, well, who was that again? And I was like, that's my other half. We have a house together.
I never realized that she did that, that was her. I always thought that was just someone that you went on a couple of dates with and, you know, you're like, I'm really put off by the lack of getting blessed when I sneeze.
Yeah, I was.
And it reminded me of the time that my friend was on a date, an online date, and she was put off really quickly because they were in a restaurant or something and every time that he went to fill the tap water on the table into a glass, he'd only fill his own and never fill hers. And she was just like, and I was like, this was at the time where we were all so fed up of online dating, but actually we were part of the problem because we were getting put off by things that could be sorted out. Do you know that kind of way? You could say, maybe you really like the guy and in future you could go like, by the way, the neck, you know, filling up my glass of water. But instead she was like, nah, I don't like him. Didn't fill up my glass of water.
I'm done.
And you were like, I'm not getting blessed when I sneeze.
Yeah, that was it. But like, obviously,
I didn't realize that was.
We've been friends for so long, so like, obviously, we've told each other like loads of things. So yeah, it could have been linked with something like that. But I remember the conversation when you had come to you, and I was like, loads of green flags. Like, she's so nice, really lovely girl.
I remember you saying, "Oh my god, she cooks amazing." Yeah, because
when we were just seeing each other, she had made me a dinner. Yeah, and I remember telling you about it. And
didn't you get like a 3-course meal or something?
Yeah, it was wild.
You were like,
"I was, this is bliss."
I had a 3-course meal on a date in her gaff. Amazing. But she doesn't bless.
She doesn't bless me when I sneeze. And I was just thinking, it's funny, like, you know how sometimes you can look at red flags and really hammer down on them. I'm so glad. Glad I didn't.
Yeah, thank God you didn't.
However, Emma, when you were sneezing there and I blessed you, you didn't say thank you. You just continued talking.
Oh my God,
that's a red
so
flag.
True.
If I was seeing you now and I blessed you and you didn't thank me, that's a red flag.
Okay, so there's more stipulations to it as well.
It's not just them blessing you.
Yeah, you need to say thanks back. And normally I would. I let myself down there. Colm, I think you can vouch for me. Normally when I'm blessed, I thank you for my...
Yeah,
my
oh no, 100%. She would have the manners. Now, for me, I think Marty went too far.
Oh, this is the first time you've done this now. I overblessed you.
You did. I'm a one and done.
But she sneezed three times.
You get one bless.
One bless for...
One bless.
I think what I normally do, right, because Dave gets into a bit of a fit in the morning sometimes at his desk. I notice it always kicks off around 6:30. Dave gets... Needs and fit. I always know with Dave, for example. Colm can be a one and done sometimes, but Dave's always a two or three-er. So I'll always wait till the last one and go, bless you.
I know, but I haven't. When was the last minute spent this amount of time with you before? You kept going. I was like, will you stop? Bless you, bless you, bless you. Exactly. It's probably weird to get the claps and cheers before you've done anything good. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, hang on, guys. Can we hold this for a second? One. Oh, bless you. Bless two. You. Bless you, Emma.
No, like, fair play. Oh, yeah, no, you're very good. But sometimes I think the way I'd rock it is to hold off and see if another one's coming.
Yeah.
And when I'm confident it's not, then you get your blessing.
Oh, but then you start talking and I've interrupted you then. I was interrupting you, Colin. Yeah. You're probably right. One bless you is enough there. I sound horrific.
Just the one.
Bless you. I sound horrific.
For tomorrow's show, how many bless yous are too many bless yous? 7-11-1038. Right, let's do this. Tuesdays, turn that frown upside down. It's time for Top 10 Tuesday.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Hello, welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game and the part of the show where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. Last week, we did the last 10 host countries of the FIFA World Cup. We've had the last 10 performers of gigs at Croke Park and loads more. In the studio, it's Emma and Marty this morning. Dave, this is, I think, the third one that Dave has missed in a row.
Why, where
was he off sick one of the days? Who knows? We won't get bogged down too much. But Marty, it's lovely to have you again for this Top 10 Tuesday.
Happy to be here.
In studio, you've three lives each, and we're going to take it in turns to try and complete my Top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life that's for something that isn't in the Top 10. If you can't fill it out, which is normally the case, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038, and you'll get a cinema pass for each correct answer you get. So if you do disastrously today, there could be 10 up for grabs.
Exactly. Okay, so what are we doing today?
Okay, bit of a tricky one. Bear with me, but I think it's a really easy subject, just a bit of a wordy topic.
Okay.
So I am looking for the first 10 counties in the island of Ireland if they were put in an alphabetized list of shortest names by letter count.
Oh, Colm, come on. So, for goodness sake.
For example, if there was a County Dave and a County Emma, County Dave would list higher in the list, because even though they're both four letters, Dave is earlier on in the alphabet.
Wow.
So I'll say it to you once more. It's pretty simple when you get the gist of it.
Okay.
It's the first 10 counties in Ireland, on the island of Ireland, so I'm considering the 32 counties
here,
if they were put in an alphabetized list of the shortest names of counties letter count.
I think I'm with you now. But here's the thing. Before we even go any further, this is going to be a lot of A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, like this.
Wow, one, two, threes as well.
I count on my hands, man.
Okay, that's all right.
But it's like I can't count letters on my hand.
I'm stuck. problem.
A, B.
So it goes in numerical order first and then alphabetized.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Emma.
Okay.
Okay.
This is brilliant.
So, the two A's coming to me, first of all, are Antrim and Armagh, which are both six letters.
Yeah.
So what I'd be right in saying N becomes before O in the alphabet, so I would lock in Antrim in this case.
And you're going to say Antrim. Antrim is number 12. Because that is a six-letter county.
Yeah.
So there are other counties that have five or four letters.
That begin with A.
No. This is brilliant.
Okay, do you know what? I'll take it away. I'll follow you, Mart. I'm confused. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Louth.
County Louth is number 9.
Oh, why did they think that was number 1? I'm so bad at this.
That's a five-letter county, so it's done in shortness first and then alphabetized.
All right, okay,
So Louth is number 9.
Oh my God, sorry, an obvious one. Damn it.
Over to you, Emma Nolan.
Yeah, I'm with you now. Just give me a sec to get my head together here. Okay, so really short. So, okay, if we're going Louth, then we'll go Clare.
County Clare is a five-letter county, and it's number 5.
Okay, I'm with you.
Give me Cork, Colm.
County Cork, it's top of the shop. It's number one.
It just came to me after.
There we go.
So
we've got the gist of it now. It goes in the shortness, and then it's ordered by alphabet.
Well, then, if we're sticking with five and you've allowed the number nine, I'll go leash, please.
Leash is number eight.
I get it now, guys. It just takes me a sec sometimes, you know.
Sorry, when you were like talking about Antrim and Armagh, you were so confident.
I thought we were
and
like.
Callum goes, that's 15.
He loves that.
That was brilliant.
Okay, cool.
Right, so then Cork means. So.
Let's see.
It's a real thinker, this one.
It is.
I'm in my brain, I'm like driving around Ireland right now and I'm going. Yeah. Down.
County Down is number two.
Yes.
Well, then we'll go Derry, please.
County Derry is number six.
Okay.
Because Down, obviously, a four-letter counter and Derry is...
So what other four-letter counties do we have?
We might not have any. That's the thing, Emma.
Is there no other four-letter counties?
We don't know. That's the thing. We got to figure this out.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
You're doing well so far. Let me just recap the list. So we're looking for the first 10 counties in Ireland if they were put in an alphabetized list of shortest names by letter count. Number one is Cork. Number two is Down. Number three is Clare. Number six is Derry. Number eight is Leash. And number nine is Louth. Back to you, Marty.
Okay.
I have another four-letterer.
Do you? Another four-letterer?
I do.
Oh, well done. And then I'm going... I'm going to try number 10 here.
Yep.
And I'm going to go Meath.
County Meath. It's number 10.
Yes. Get in. All right.
Marty, you're doing great.
Mayo, guys. Mayo. Mayo for Sam.
How did I just start? Damn it.
It's number three.
Yes. Okay. I think then, for me, that's got to be the end of our four-letter counties. Tyrone, Antrim.
You've only got two to get to complete the top 10.
Stop. Do we actually?
Yeah.
Alan's panicking now because he doesn't have a question ready.
I do have a tiebreaker.
Oh, he does have a tiebreaker. I'm going to go on to the... I think I might have to go on to the five letters, Emma. I don't think we have
any more
four letters. So then I'm going to go with... What comes before a C? Yeah. I can't just throw something out there randomly. Carlo. Six letters.
Carlo is 14.
I was put under pressure there.
I know you were. I understand. I'm trying to think. I'm going into the Midlands now. They're on Westmeath, Leash, Longford's long, Galway, Kilkenny's really long. I could be here all day, guys. I'm going to have to bow. We could be here all day. I'd be here all day. No one needs to hear my inner thoughts. I mean, listing 32 counties. Do you know the 32 counties?
I was really enjoying it. I really was. Kilkenny is too long. Oh, no, it can't be Kilkenny. That's too long.
Waterford's very long.
Yeah.
Very long.
Do you know what?
Long.
You've done a great job. Let me go through the topic and the list once more for you. I'm looking for the first 10 counties in Ireland if they were put in an alphabetized list of the shortest names by letter count. So the four letter counties that we have, there's only three of them. It's Cork at number one.
There is only three. Okay.
Yeah, Cork at number one, Down at number two, and Mayo at number three. Number four is missing. We know that that's going to be a five-letter county.
Okay.
Number five is Clare. Number six is Derry. Number seven is blank. That's missing. But number eight is Leash. So we know that number four and number seven are both five-letter counties.
Number four is killing me here.
Number eight is Leash. Number nine is Louth. And number ten is Meath. So Cork, Down, Mayo, Clare, Derry, Leash, Louth, and Meath. I'm missing two. There's two cinema passes up for grabs. What's missing? 0877111038.
Okay, get in touch. Help us out here this morning because clearly we're a little bit stuck here. This is going to be one of those ones that when we find out, it's going to be so annoying.
Sore.
Get in touch. Stella Lefty and Boston on Spin again. The bar is on the floor. I like it when you're nice to me. I mean, that should just be standard.
Oh my God, I said that too. That means the bar is low, isn't it?
It is. The bar is...
I do like it when you're nice to me, though.
I'm always nice to you.
Oh, see, here we go again. The bar of chocolate. She's eating herself again. I'm going to call you that from now on.
Never not be nice to you.
Do you know I'm going
to
call you now? You know what your new nickname is?
What?
Whisper. I'm going to call you Whisper.
No, I've already got that one allocated because my friends when we were teenagers used to say, what's your favourite bar of chocolate? And to remind me to talk a little bit quieter because I talk really loudly.
So hang on a sec. So I just liked you saying if you were a bar of chocolate, you'd eat yourself, but your friends have already named you Wisp.
There we go. You can't use Wisp, I'm afraid.
Arrest my case.
It's already there. Anyway, welcome into Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We did well in the studio today. We got an 8 out of 10. Emma and Marty had to look for the first 10 counties in Ireland if they were put into an alphabetized list of the shortest names by letter count.
I didn't wake up this morning thinking I would hear the word alphabetized.
Well,
you just never know what's ahead of you.
You never know. For me, Callum, thanks.
You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So, number one was Cork, number two was Down, number three was Mayo, four is missing, five is Clare, six is Derry, we're looking for seven, and then eight is Leash, nine is Louth, and 10 is Meath.
Okay, we're stuck at that point, so Rachel thinks she can help us out this morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Rachel.
We are stuck for number four and number seven. Could you give us one suggestion, please?
Cavan.
Oh. Sure, would you look? There it is. Oh, my
no.
God. That's so annoying.
County
in there
Cavan.
Before Clare. Yeah,
it's
well
It's number
done.
Four.
Have nice. You been to Cavan before, Rachel? Have you?
My mom's from Cavan, yeah.
Oh.
I've spent my weekends there.
Is she tight with yeah. money?
No, she's not at
she
all. My dad says all the time she's not the stereotypical.
She spoils you, so she
moved
does, yeah.
here and she moved to Dublin when she was 17, so
she's a dog now. Yeah, she's a dog, yeah. really. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Come on, annoy us even further. Cavan's at number four. What's at number seven?
Is it Kerry?
Oh, sure.
Oh, this
damn
is,
it! What's wrong?
I actually hate this so much.
It
I,
is. That's, Kerry.
It makes us sound so silly.
I'll be honest.
Last weekend,
when you read this out and explained it, I honestly thought, Dan, this is in the bag. Just 32 counties. We just got to pick 10 of them.
Yeah. Kerry, which you spent time in last weekend, didn't you?
Have you been to Kerry before, Rachel? I'm sure you have.
I have, yeah. Only like once, though.
You know, I was only in Kerry once as well, as a
COVID
very young
times
child.
On my staycations.
Yeah, I've never really done Kerry properly.
Oh, what a throwback. Remember we all had to stay in Ireland and couldn't go away.
I know, the Ring of
Rachel
Kerry was
bringing us
popular
back. It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Rachel, some IMC Cinema Passes heading your way. Thank you and well done.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Not our worst performance, it must be said. Callum.
No, I'm just howling at the text. Laura suggested Dublin, which obviously was outside of the list. Dublin placed at number 15, and then she replied, oh my god, I was convinced in my head Dublin only had five letters. No, there's six in Dublin. One quick one, and it was going to be the tiebreaker. What would be number 32? What would be the longest named county
Roscommon.
In Ireland? You're saying Roscommon?
Oh wow,
nine letters.
Roscommon, very good. Yeah, it's Roscommon.
W-A-T-E or F-O-R-D is nine. Oh, so Waterford.
Oh,
Westmeath.
The forgotten county.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about
Waterford was 31, Roscommon was 29.
Spins 93.7. Hello and welcome. It is Emma and Marty. Marty in for Fiona and Dave all this week on the show. What's going on?
So this morning I was talking about staying in my other half's parents' house at the moment, and two dogs, our own dog and her parents' dogs as well. I just got sent the funniest picture ever. It just sums dogs up. So she left two bones to them before she went off to work. However, my pup, like the man that he is, look at that photo. Callum and Emma, look at that.
What's he eating there?
Look, how many bones are in that mouth?
Oh, he's got the two
bones.
Absolute
that's my
dibble.
Boy,
that's
that is.
That's my boy.
Yeah, don't mind
Isn't it
Willow.
Weird, the sense of pride that you get when you're like, oh, you're a devil, but go
You rob
on.
Her bone. Go you on. Have to. You spoil yourself.
I remember
buddy.
I was minding my friend, my bestie's dog last summer. And her dog and my dog are actually brother and sister. And I made a terrible mistake by giving them both a bone in the garden individually because they just scrapped over them. I was like, never again am I doing that. Remove the bones. You clearly are siblings and cannot share your toys.
I know for a fact that he waited for her to touch hers before he took it. I know for a fact. I know it. Good boy.
Yeah, I'm so nervous. I actually have his sister for a full 10 days as of next week. So,
oh,
yeah,
fun.
Need to be on their best behaviour. No bones for them.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Rounding off this morning's Naughty Threesome, Girls Aloud and Biology on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's back on our show tomorrow at 9 a.m. and you can catch more Naughty Throwbacks with Steve Kay each and every day from 3 o'clock here at Spin. Download the Go Loud app as well to tune in and catch the Naughty's playlist.
Girls Aloud, like I said, my second favourite band of all time. Female band, girl band. Love them. I was singing along there with Biology. I was a little bit disappointed when I saw Biology, but then I'm like, hang on a minute, that is a bop.
When you hear it, you're like, yeah, it's so good. So you said that Girls Aloud are your number one, or sorry, Little Mix are your number one, Girls Aloud are your number two. Is there like a third?
I'm actually a big fan of FLO, Flo.
Flow, yeah, they're really good, aren't they?
I feel like they were like a younger Little Mix.
Yeah, yeah. Callum.
Anything to be said about the Saturdays?
Oh, damn it.
I loved the Saturdays.
Me and my sister were absolutely obsessed with
the Saturdays.
I
can't believe I just said Flow instead of the Saturdays. Damn it, Callum.
I'm a pop girl, yeah.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. Let's get into this. It's time for a second Tricky 10 player of the day. It is Shauna on this morning. And a reminder, we're now playing twice a day for 2K, once after 8 and once after 9. Shauna, how are you feeling in yourself and about the Tricky 10?
I'm good. A little bit nervous.
Yeah.
What are you nervous about in particular? Is it just being on the radio? Is it not scoring very well?
Getting them all wrong.
Oh, no, you won't. I'd be like that as well, that I'd show myself up or something. But you won't. You will be fine. Don't you worry. Are you going to work or college, or what are you up to this morning?
Yeah, I've just dropped the kids to school on the way into work now.
Okay, and what's work, can you say?
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, fab. Okay, very good. I was in the hair salon for the first time in a long time the other day. I'd say you'd hate me as a client because I don't get my hair cut enough at all. It is true what they say, that you should have a trim every 6 weeks, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. God. Keep spilled on the table.
And Shauna, can I ask another question? When it comes to the hairs that you're doing for the peoples, do you like when they speak to you? I'm always interested in this. Like, do you like the conversation?
It depends.
Okay. On what?
It depends on the person.
Oh, okay.
If they have a good vibe, don't mind chatting.
You don't mind chatting then, yeah.
But sometimes
otherwise,
I say,
it's nice to have a silent appointment.
Yeah, it's nice, a silent appointment. I love it.
I get that. I fully get that. Like, our job is to speak. That's fine. But I can't imagine doing all this speaking while also doing someone's hair.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's double jobbing.
Like, there should be a silent appointment box to tick.
There used to be. I saw that trending during COVID, I think.
Okay.
Of, like, some kind of initiative of, like, if you... I don't know if your salon does it or if it's even a thing. But it was definitely a suggestion at some point that people also could be like, oh, you know, I've got loads of kids at home and I never get a second to myself. Maybe I'd like a silent appointment on the other side of that. But anyway, right, let's try and win you $2,000 this morning, Shauna. It'd be lovely for the summer. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Marty's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. And if that's correct, it won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, though. And then on the other side of all of that, if you know that when you hear a question, I don't know the answer to that, give it a guess. I wouldn't stall on it too long. Give it a guess. And you never know. It could be the right answer because you know it's something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you're off to Westlife at the 3 Arena. If you get all 10 questions correct, $2,000 tax-free is all yours. At the moment, the score to beat for the Westlife tickets is Evelyn's score. She's sitting there at the moment at top of the leaderboard with a score of 6 in the full amount of time, those 55 seconds. Wishing you this morning the very best of luck.
You can do it, Shauna. We'll count you in. You ready to go?
Okay. Yep.
3, 2, 1, and away we go. A celebratory gesture where you hit someone's hand is called a high what?
5.
Complete the name of this classic 1960s animated film, 100 and what Dalmatians?
1.
How many red cards were shown in the opening World Cup match between Mexico and South Africa?
3.
The Back Page, Doyle's Corner and Daly Mount Park are in which Dublin postal district?
2.
Complete this expression, possession is what tenths of the law?
8.
What is the highest value that can be rolled on a standard six-sided die?
6.
The letter E appears how many times in the word referee?
4.
Macaulay Culkin appeared in how many Home Alone films?
5.
What is the highest single score one dancer can get from a judge on Dancing with the Stars?
10.
We got that in there, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yes. Get in.
All right.
Let's see how many you got.
How did you think you did?
Well, I never said 7 or 6, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think I got 10.
Well, we didn't even get to the 10th question, unfortunately. So no, that's not there.
That's okay. But
let's top them up and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A very respectable score of 6 out of 9 this morning, Shauna. Unfortunately, as Evan was ahead of you this week and you scored in the same time, she will take that position as continuing to be top of the leaderboard for now. But really, really
good
play this morning. Got the first three bang on. I thought we were on to a winner. Then the Back Page, Doyle's Corner and Daly Mount Park. They are in Dublin 7 rather than Dublin 2. The expression possession is what tenths of the law? It's 9 tenths of the law rather than 8. You were so close. And then Macaulay Culkin appeared in how many Home Alone films? You said 5. Is there only 2 Home Alone films in total?
Oh my God.
No, there's, I think there are 5 in total. There was a third one that didn't have him in. Disney released one a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Maybe it's four.
I thought that was a bit of a trick question, but the answer there was two. I thought maybe there was just two Home Alone films, but there's more. Hey, you did really well. Hold your head up high, gal. You did nothing to be ashamed of this morning and your nerves were not necessary. You smashed it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Shauna. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you would like to play tomorrow to win €2,000 or a set of tickets to go see Westlife, put Tricky into a text, send it to 087-711-1038 and you could be playing with myself and Emma.
In the morning.
Go on, text.
2 weeks' time, he will play both in South Dublin and North Dublin, Marley Park and Malahide Castle, supported in both instances by Jazzy. That is so cool for her. They're Satisfy, their new collab on Spin. Good morning.
And when I was on the show last week, I was talking about being an extra.
Yes.
And I was giving an insight to what it's like to be on set, ladies and gentlemen, a superstar in films and sitcoms, where you get to be on set and be with the stars, but not actually be a star, which is what I like about it.
Yeah.
I do love that part. Because why don't people believe me when I say this? I deliberately do not want to have lines on anything. I want to sit there and just get paid to do nothing, but then be able to watch it back and go, ha, that's me having a croissant in the background.
you're in it for the free croissant.
The free croissant, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of payday as well.
Okay, cool.
However, apart from the extras, there's obviously a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes. Mm. Have you ever watched the credits in full at the end of anything? The answer is probably no.
No, I don't think I have. No.
Do it. You need to do it sometime because at the end of the credits, they list off all the people who work behind the scenes, their roles and what they do.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit of me now. I'm not a star. I'm like 17 lines down in the credits.
Sorry. So what's funny is, okay, what you do on this show and what I do, okay, me being an extra on a sitcom or whatever, a drama, movie, whatever, I don't get mentioned unless I get a line.
Yeah.
However, you would.
Yes.
Producing.
Producer.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So extras don't get credits at all in movie credits?
I have been credited a couple of times when I had a featured extra role, which is where you actually play the role of something. So
you get like a character name. You're not just man in background. You are.
I was.
Businessman.
Yeah, so I was. Yeah, exactly. It's like radio producer in one scene I was, and I got credited on that.
Wow. Okay. But whereas if it was a crowd shot of people just walking down the street in New York City, you wouldn't get. Okay. That makes sense.
Imagine the credits then.
I get it.
Anyway, one of the roles that pops up is the key grip. Any ideas what the key grip does?
So when you're watching the credits, it might say key grip and then credits
and the name. Yeah.
Like John O'Shea, whatever.
Yeah.
Key grip. I have no idea. I wouldn't even be able to stab a guess at what a key grip is.
Nothing.
I would say grip would be a man or a woman that holds something like a pole.
Yeah.
So like very, you are the pole person.
No, Callum, we're going to give you that. 100%. Yep. And they make the difficult shots possible. So they hold the likes of the camera and stuff, make it glide across the room.
Grip,
yeah.
Key grip. Interesting.
So yeah, it does sound like someone who's kind of lost their keys. Sure. So well done, Callum. All right.
Okay, nice.
This one now, the best boy.
It's Emma's dog.
My dog. The best boy. It's obviously, is it gender specific or is it just an archaic name that could be any gender? I find it hard to stab a guess. Maybe this is the person who gets brownie points for just being sound on set the whole way through. Yeah.
Who was the best person behaved on set? For me, best boy kind of giving me best man vibes. So someone who's very organised, like an assistant.
Oh, Callum. Yeah, they organise the crew, equipment and day-to-day logistics of their department.
Who's the best boy?
Yeah.
Who's your best
Callum's
boy?
The best boy.
Callum's the best
boy. Oh my God, this one is brilliant. Yeah. Callum, 2 for 2. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing really
what about
well.
The gaffer? What do you think the gaffer is?
The gaffer is the person who lets you into the house for a pee when you're bursting. Yeah.
I think I know what Callum's going
to
say.
Well, so to me, gaffer, football players will call their manager gaffer.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go rogue from that and someone who puts down gaffer tape.
No, I can't give you that one.
Well done, Callum, though. You're using logic really well here.
I hope I'm inspiring people to think, you know, there are so many jobs out there that we don't know about.
Mm. I love all the behind the scenes stuff.
And like, I can't imagine, where would you even apply for this? Like, where do you apply to be a gaffer?
Yeah, do you ever just think of someone's job and being like, but
how did you get there? Yeah. So this person, the gaffer, is responsible. So obviously they have a photographer on set to get the stills. The gaffer is responsible for the lighting. So the photographer doesn't even do that. The gaffer controls the lighting of the stills. So technically it has nothing to do with the actual film itself. It's the stills used afterwards.
Very rogue name for it though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll give you a person.
Yeah. How about Dolly Grip? What are we thinking about Dolly Grip?
Oh, I can tell you this one.
Go on, Callum.
No, because I know what a dolly is. Dolly is a kind of camera as well. So is it someone who moves the dolly camera?
Yes. Yeah. It's you know when like the camera could like zoom up on somebody and they start walking and it pulls all the way back real dramatically.
Yeah.
The dolly grip. So the person doing
that's
that.
A machine these days, but no, it's still a person.
No, it's all,
that's
yeah, cool. It's all, like, you see a lot of these sweeping shots are all like one person on a machine. Yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
Great.
I'll give you one more because this one, and you'll probably guess it, because continuity supervisor.
Continuity supervisor, making sure that if you are wearing the jacket with one button open when you were filming yesterday, that you're picking up that scene with the button still open on that shirt. And continuity gets called out a lot by people.
I think it's too strict. So when I was a barman on Fair City for years, every Tuesday I went in, I was a barman. So that was featured extra because I was a barman.
Okay.
When I was done, I was done. Because God forbid the barman would be out and about. So continuity, the continuity supervisor would say, Martin, you can go home. We don't need the barman for anything else. But they'd be shooting scenes outside and stuff. But God forbid, like I said, the barman would be walking in the background.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like, the barman can't be there. He was in the bar.
Oh, that'd be a bit of me now. A bit of being pedantic.
It's a lot of...
Callum
loves being pedantic. Callum, pedantic farmer. But in like you'd be great at it. But I would feel that the weight of that when we had sleep at night being like, oh my God, was the curl still in the same position on her face?
Yeah. And it's like he had a full glass of water and now he's only got a quarter glass and then he's got a full glass again.
And then that's when they take pictures and they bring the gaffer in and you know what I mean? That's when everyone gets used.
It's really interesting. Callum, afraid it doesn't work out, I think that's your job.
I'm going to be the most pedantic person in the cinemas.
And all the actors would hate it. But you'd never get called out on Twitter for not having your continuity right. This is New Kingfisher. It's so gorgeous. It's called The Sun Will Never Settle. You're on Spin. That Aviva gig in a few weeks' time is going to be so special. I hope I managed to get my way there. It's Dermot Kennedy's Turnstile on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty this morning. And guys, massive day in the UK yesterday. A lot of, well, I suppose kind of a mixed reaction naturally from the under-16s with the news that they are doing what Australia did and banning social media for people under the age of 16. Now, this will come into effect in spring of 2027. They've obviously a lot to figure out and work with Metas and TikToks and whoever on the background on this. But Australia did it. And I've listened to a few podcasts and in Australia, they were kind of off the cuff talking about the social media ban. It's not exactly what I was going to the podcast for or anything. But apparently, you know, if you really want to be on social media, the under-16s were finding a way to get on there over there. I don't know. Keir Starmer in the UK yesterday saying that they're really going to put a blanket ban on this. He was confident that the ban can be affected, but did acknowledge that some children can find a way around it. I obviously know that I don't. If you're under 16 now, I don't want you to be like, oh, you're one. Like, how annoying. But like, I got through my teenage years with no social media and I kind of liked it, to be honest. And I do think back now and like, I was that person who said, God, it's so hard for the kids now that they never really have a break from social media. Whereas like, it all started as we were kind of coming to the end of our teenage years and we did have a life without it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I am with you on that 100%. You couldn't pay me enough money to go back and be a teenager now.
No. I think they have it worse than any generation that came before them. But talking yesterday to the press, a BBC journalist went to a school chatting to the kids and this reporter got chatting to this one young girl in particular who was just brilliant, right?
Tell me how you felt when you heard the Prime Minister say no more social media for you.
I didn't think it would actually happen. I kind of believed that he'd chicken out of it and give it more time or more consideration, but he seems pretty sure of it and I'm not sure if I agree with him.
Okay, so a lot of people will find it really difficult, obviously, to be without it, having had it. That's worse. If you never have it in the first place, you don't know what you're missing out on. But when your life is to be on TikTok and you're scrolling in bed before school, going to school the next morning, it's very hard to take it away. But what's amazing is this girl has gone hugely viral. I love the quickness of this reply. The journalist went on to ask her another question.
Earlier, we looked at screen time. What was your screen time over the weekend?
9 hours.
9 hours. So suddenly, you're going to have a lot more time to fill. And what will you do?
Stare at a wall.
Okay.
Stare at a wall. I love this girl.
Stare at a wall.
This went all over social media platforms yesterday, ironically. It was everywhere you looked, just this whole thing of this girl going,
stare at a wall.
That's what I will be doing when you take this off me, Mr. Starmer.
What do you do in that situation, though, when you're the BBC? Like, she just went, okay.
Fair enough.
You should have, there should have been a little bit more to play along with that. Like, she panicked.
Yeah, she's funny.
Are journalists not allowed? allowed to be funny and have a life, no?
Oh, yeah, maybe not if you work for the Biebs. But I was thinking of alternatives if you were in that situation, other things you could do that we actually did when we were like 16.
We're so
that
old.
Might seem really boring now, but we're actually kind of crack, kind of go crack. You can ring someone's house phone to talk to them instead
very
of them.
Good.
Instead of DMing them on TikTok, you can ring and you can have an awkward chat with their dad before they go and get your friend
very
and then you'll have a chat on the house phone and everyone in the house can hear you. Instead, you can do this thing called burning CDs, not literally setting them on fire, but you can put really embarrassing names on CDs and give them to your friends the next morning. You can hang around the shop for no reason at all.
No, Emma, these are brilliant.
This is something that I'd like to come back. And we've talked about our passion for loitering on this show a lot. And I think loitering needs to make a comeback.
No, I hate it. No, don't get me started.
Harmless loitering is fun.
No, don't get
and it's
me into
I loitered for my entire teenage years and it did me no harm. I loved a bit of loitering. You can call to your friend's house and ask their mom if they can come out rather than getting onto them online. You can wait all day for one song to come on the radio and you'll actually hear the whole thing, not 15 seconds of it as well. And this is something that's crazy. You can agree to meet someone at 7 p.m. at that place and you just have to trust.
I just trust they're going to be there.
You don't have the location, nothing.
Very good.
Just something
that was very good.
One more time for this lady, please.
Stare at a wall.
Legend.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Becky Hill and more. Not a great song if you get easily overstimulated.
I just had an idea. What about if I got a version of that song and she's like, give me more, and then Britney comes in, she's like, give me more.
Oh, there's a task before
and then,
you go.
Oh, damn it, I got homework. No. More. How do you like it? How do you like it? More. Michaela's on the way. We'll see you back here in the dawning. Bye.
It's on Spin. On it.